and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
A show based on the American ideal that nations like ours, when we're 2 seconds in, I'm already screwing up. Let's try that again, folks.
Everybody loves a blooper.
Welcome to The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That is why we are here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I am your host, Len Asante, and with me today is my co-host,
Michelle Harbin.
Hey, welcome aboard, everyone. It is 5:01 p.m., 75 degrees, and sunny skies here in beautiful downtown Portland, Tennessee, going down to a bit nippy 52 tonight. Thursday, 82 with a high, 62 for the low, mostly sunny skies. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're gonna get right into it. We have LaToya Holcomb has joined us, and I hear we have the exclusive first interview to announce that. LaToya?
I'm running for city council.
All right. LaToya is running for re-election to the Portland City Council. All right. So that's what we're going to be.
So she is one of, we had Penny Barnes roll off.
Right.
Because she is now elected to the school board. Which we're very excited about. Congratulations to her. And thank you to her for taking a seat on the Sumner County School Board. And then we will have Megan Thompson and then LaToya. So those will be the two remaining women when she is reelected. And then LaToya's the only person of color.
Wow.
So representation matters.
Yes, right. Representation matters. So diversity of voices, like we said in the show, is important, right? So LaToya, you've been in the job for a couple years.
Yes.
In fact, you were one of my first guests back in the day. You and the mayor came.
I remember.
Actually, folks, next week, Mayor Callis will be joining us for our annual State of Portland conversation. And so mark your calendars for that. Mayor Callis has got two qualities that I think are important for a small town mayor. He loves his town and he knows how to talk.
Yes, he do.
All right, so LaToya.
These are two very true statements.
And if you don't know that, folks, just come by next week at this time and you're going to find out. So LaToya, you've been on the job for 2 years. Tell it, how's it been? What have you learned? What have you done? I mean, what have you experienced?
Well, I learned a whole lot. Now, I tell you, the first couple of months, I did some training. They sent me off. I can do some little training. Learned a lot about the utilities and different things and about budgeting. So, you know, learning different things like that, that was so good. Then I got into Portland leadership. I started doing that. But while I was sitting on the seat, I learned something. You have to protect the city and the people. So it's different from when you're running and you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But it's different when you see behind closed doors. You see what the city needs. Then you see what the people need. And then you're trying to meet both. So it's different, you know.
And sometimes those needs may not line up, I guess.
Right. Huh? Yeah. And then, you know, even we have a good council where sometimes we don't agree with everything, mm-hmm. but I like our group because if we don't agree, we always want to see why. Why did you get this? Why did you, you know, so it's right. it's a good combination of what we have. So even if we don't agree, we still want to see, well, how did you get this? What, you know, why did you get this answer?
Can you give us an example of something like that?
I believe it was one time, let me think. Yeah, I know it was Brian. No, it was Brian Woodall.
Brian Woodall.
And he was having a conversation about, I believe it was the utilities with Brian Price. And Megan and I believe Drew didn't agree with what Brian was wanting to do or say. But they all came down to a compromise. So it means they want to know, Brian, how did you get this? Where did right. you get this information from? Right. So we can kind of assess what you got. Mm-hmm. And when they did, everything panned out okay. So that means we all voted yes instead of Brian was against it. But now then Brian came and he was understanding where even Megan and Drew was coming from. So in those kind of instances, you got to just really get all the information you can. When you get your information, you assess the information, and then you see what's best for the people. If the people have a concern, so I'm trying to see what their concern is. And when I see their concern, then I'm getting my information from the city of what they would like to do. So I try to assess it like that and make sure I make the right decision.
How many, I don't know, how often does the council come to a consensus like that? Are most votes unanimous or some votes unanimous? Or
Most.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we do pretty good, you know. Everybody get their information. I know I try to a couple of days before the meeting just get the paperwork on what.
Right, they send you like a packet, right?
They send us a packet agenda. Mm-hmm. So when I get the agenda, I try to get all the information I can about what is finna go on. Mm-hmm.
I have made the comment that this, like the last 2 years, I've had a lot of trust in our city council, and it has been very anticlimactic. For lesser words, because they have been able to reach understandings on most everything. It has not been a lot of drama
on the
city council in mm-hmm. Portland, and I'm grateful for that. It's not a circus like some other places in Sumner County.
I was going to say, yeah, we could probably talk about some other places where it is a little bit more of a circus environment.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
It's sometimes with people, it's not about power. Sometimes people like power.
Right.
They get in these positions. It's, I can do this. No. You still here for the people, and you got voted in from the people. So you still have a job to do from them, too, and you got to protect the city. So I think when people have big concerns with, I got all this gut-hole power, it's not even about that. They really need to know about local government. Presidential, your local government is very, very important. You know why? It's because it's about your city taxes, your city streets and infrastructure, smart growth. All this is in the local government. But when you get to the, say, I would say the Senate or something like that, it's kind of worldwide, and this is the whole state. Right. But local, it's really important that you get the right people in to know what your role is and what you're here to do. I believe that's very important. But a lot of people don't know between your local and your state government, and then you have U.S. government. So, you know.
People do think the presidential candidate has more effect on their life than they actually do when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm. Right, but how your city council or county commission or school board decides something could affect you every single day of your life, right?
Oh, yes.
The roads you drive on, the facilities you use, the schools your kids go to.
Yes.
Right? That's every day. Mm-hmm. That's every day. And it's kind of sad if you look at the voting turnout. Well, Sumner County's bad in the first place, right? But
Tennessee's bad.
Tennessee's bad. You know, people come out for the top of the ticket.
Yeah.
You know, they pull the lever for that person, and then they walk out, a lot of them. They don't go all the way down the ballot, right?
Yeah.
Which can be really good for LaToya this time, because...
Yeah, I suppose so.
2 years ago when she was on the ballot, it was not a presidential election. It was a gubernatorial election, right? Mm-hmm. So we were electing our governor.
Yeah.
But more people do turn out, almost
double.
For the
presidential. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think? Absolutely. Yeah, the presidential stamp is a big turnout. So, I guess each campaign has to think about that for themselves, so it works best for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a lot of people come out this time to vote. People need to know that their vote counts. It means something. So many times you think your vote don't mean. It do mean something. Go out and vote.
Yeah, two years ago we had a tie in a Sumner County
race.
We
had a tie, right? And do you remember in 2018 when I ran and I made a... Paltoon video, and it was animated.
I remember that.
I shared it on my TikTok recently, which is at Dancing Dim. But it is talking about a couple. It was a county commission race in Portland that was decided by less than 100 votes, and then a county or a Portland City Council race here that was decided by 21 votes. That's
21
how much.
Votes.
That's how much. That was Brian Harbin. That won by 21 votes.
Ah, okay. Wow. Your kinfolk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
21 votes.
Well, they must have thought they were voting for Michelle.
21 votes.
Oh, wow.
He was elected by 21 votes.
See, so it's, I mean, your voice, it counts.
It makes a difference.
It really do.
And people don't understand that it's not the Electoral College at city and statewide races it is at presidential
race. Right, it's popular vote. It's the winner. Right. It's the guy or gal who gets the most votes, right?
Right.
Yeah, like our state Senate candidate, or our U.S. Senate candidate. Mm-hmm. That's a statewide vote to vote for Gloria Johnson, you know.
I saw my first Gloria Johnson yard sign today.
Well, and there's one in my yard as of today.
And I have yet to see a Marsha Blackburn yard sign, so maybe that's a good sign. I don't know.
We know signs don't vote, but
signs
we like
don't
to
vote.
Hope.
Signs don't vote.
Signs don't vote. But
it's good to see something.
Right.
You know, if you have a vision and you keep seeing that name, so when you go in there and vote, wait a minute, I keep seeing that name.
I've noticed a couple LaToya Holcomb signs here and there today that were not here last week when I was last in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are getting them out?
I'm getting them out, yeah. Okay.
So how does it work in Portland? Are we talking wards or precincts, or are we talking at large?
It's at large.
So it's at large.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's four seats available.
Four seats available. So the top four get in. Okay. So you got to spread those signs out through the whole town.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if anybody would like a sign, please let me know or either Michelle know. You can go on my Facebook.
Yeah, you can go to the Facebook page, which is just LaToya Holcomb for Portland City Alderman.
Mm-hmm. And we can get a yard sign.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yard sign, link to Act Blue donation, donate through Cash App, however you want to send money. You can mail a check.
So it seems like you're taking on a job as campaign manager here, Michelle.
I do want to help.
You do.
she's one of my help.
I do want to help. I told her I can't do all of it, but I will step in and help. And so we did create a Facebook page and get all those links working and start getting some requests for signs, which have been rolling in.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple donations have started to roll in.
Right.
The goal is to raise some money over the next if we could do it within the next 10 days so that we could get right. some mailers printed and get right. those out, that mm-hmm. would be an awesome goal. We're about to purchase a voters list so that mm-hmm. we can target the right voters to send those mailers to. We yes. have the money for that.
Yeah.
So really, we need to step it up a little bit and try to get some money in so we can send out some mailers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's how you do it.
Speaking of signs, Michelle, I've noticed you're wearing a hat that's got a couple interesting signs on it. Want to tell the folks what you're wearing?
All right. Since y'all can't see, this is a blue trucker hat that I got to custom design. And the patch on the side says, "My favorite sport to watch is other women winning." Amen to that. But the front of the hat has an American flag button on it. And then it says, "I have the right to remain silent, but not the ability."
And that's a great characteristic for a radio personality, wouldn't you
yes.
think, folks? Ah, that's great. Awesome. All right. Hey, it's time for our first break. But when we come back, we'll have more with LaToya Holcomb. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
WQKR. Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Call CEMC and join the heat pump revolution today.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition. I am your host, Len Asante. I'm here with Michelle Harbin, and our guest today is Latoya Holcomb. It is 5:19 p.m. here in Portland. Sunny skies going down to 52 tonight. High of 82, mostly sunny tomorrow.
I'm ready for cooler weather.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm anxious to break out some vests and some sweaters and some jackets, but I don't think we're going to have much of a fall, doesn't seem like. It looks like summer doesn't want to give up so easy, huh? All right. Well, which makes it harder to campaign getting out there. So, so tell us about what it takes to campaign for a local office. What are you doing or planning on doing between now and Election Day?
Well,
voting starts what? 2 weeks, right?
Voting starts October 16th.
October 16th, but I do a lot of certain little things. I don't really want to tell all my
business. Oh, okay. Keep your secrets.
Yeah,
because okay.
See, they'll be trying to do it. Because last time I had somebody trying to do the same thing I was doing.
Okay.
But I try to do different things, and I try to be personal with the people because that's who I am. I'm a people person. So you may see me out waving in the street, holding my sign up.
At the schools, at football games, you've been known to attend a lot of
Been known to go to Portland football games? Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense, sure.
I even have one of my kids in my program that I have, Kings and Queens. They actually go to a school up here in Portland, and he plays on the football team. So he's always saying, are you coming? You coming?
To your game.
Let's talk about Kings and Queens.
Oh, that is a church program I have, and I love it. This year, 2025, it will be 15 years since I started the program, and the Lord has really blessed. It has really grown. We do a lot of leadership. We do trying to give back to the community.
What age kids?
Well, I have from 6th grade, I believe that's 12, all the way to 18.
Wow.
Then it seems like when they get 18, they don't want to leave. So I add on young adults.
They do conferences.
We have conferences, and we try to get sponsors for that. We have it, and I done had over 600 people come to the conference.
Wow.
It's really exciting for the young people to see other young people like them still trying to live for God. So it's so amazing. It's so amazing. It's so amazing to groom them. I even have where they have to run for president of the Kings and Queens. So they have to campaign. I don't know if they want to give out cupcakes. They want to put signs up, some of them I had, their father came and brought them all Sonic drinks, however they want to campaign.
Right.
And then they have to give a speech. Once they give a speech, and then most of the time, some of them don't even really want to run, but I told them it's good for them to have that public, speaking.
We know all about that.
We do. We do know about the value of public speaking.
Speak in front of people. So they'll do it, and do an awesome job. I believe I recorded one or two. I'd have sent it to you, but they do so good. So I have now a president of the Kings. His name is Tyre Thomas, and then I have a vice president. I usually don't have vice president, but they did so good.
Gotcha.
And his name is Christian Williams. Then I have a girls, so they the queens, and they'll have their, I believe it's Liberty Williams, and then I have, Evelyn Dow. So they do real good. So I got them at the beginning of the year, tell me what you want to see done. So I'm training them.
Mm-hmm.
And is all this through your church?
Yes.
Which is?
Zion Upper Room Apostolic Faith Church.
There we go.
Yes. So it's all through through the church. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think it sounds like that work has prepared you in some ways for your running for office, don't you think?
Yeah, because when I was running, I was like, ooh, do I want to do this? And then I'm thinking to myself, but I make my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Practice what you preach, exactly, Toya.
So that's what I had to do. I had to, like, I got to go forward, you know, and just believing that I'm doing the right thing and I'm helping people. So that's the main thing for me. You know,
and you're
it ain't
serving
about
as
a name.
Role model for these kids.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, you know, and I try to teach them that it's not about a name. It's not trying to, I'm be so boastful. But no, I'm all about helping.
Okay.
I'm a servant.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I do. Yeah.
What are your issues? I mean, what's facing Portland that if you get reelected, you'd like to work on or focus on or try and make better?
It's most definitely our water.
Water. Mm.
I mean, we have a lot of things in place, but y'all, and everything we doing, it takes money.
Mm-hmm.
But we need water, and we need a good infrastructure on our water. I'm telling you. You even say, I'm telling you.
Water's pretty important.
It is. You know, for me coming from Gallatin, and I was a Cumberland, we had the Cumberland River. Mm-hmm. Then I come up here.
We're at Portland Lake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
totally,
totally different.
Totally different.
Totally
right.
Different. Even walking through the system, you know, just don't be elected. Go to your plants. I done been to the sewer plant twice, maybe three times. Then I done been to the Portland Water Department. I want to see how the process was, you know. And actually, y'all, we have award-winning water after they clean it.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Okay.
Our mayor is passionate
he
about
is.
Water.
He is. And then, I mean, he is so passionate that he went out and tried to get that grant, you know, for us to be able to get.
Right. And wasn't this a bit of a controversy
it
there
was,
for a while?
Because all the SEC, our county commissioners
did not want
to vote for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
But Gallatin and Westmoreland and Portland came together and got it done.
And got it done.
And even Daryl Rogers, who is SCCR, I think eventually ended up voting.
That's good.
Well, Daryl, obviously, listens to his constituents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. They don't always do that, though, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm glad he did in that case.
Yeah,
because
I think we
need it. I mean, he's in that running. He lives Bethpage,
yes.
Kind of like Portland a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you need that water too. You know, so
yeah.
You know,
and these water projects. I mean, not only do they cost a lot of money, they take a long time too.
Yeah, so it's not like you can get it fixed
like
in a couple months.
Right.
Yeah, right.
We're talking years, really, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's us feeding water out to other areas.
Yeah, right. So we just don't do Portland. You know, I believe it's Oak Grove, Bethpage. You know, it's different areas that we do, and we got a little bit of Robeson County
over in the Orlando area.
Mm-hmm. So,
and of course, this is a growing area.
Yeah.
A lot of new houses growing up around here.
Yeah. And, you know, some people are like, well, how are we still giving out water? Well, these individuals already promised this water maybe about a year or two ago. You know, so they already had their tap water in. So that's why they was able to get their taps.
All right. You got anything else besides water? What else you want to work on?
I believe one thing that we have been working on, and that is the recycling.
Ah, area. Yes, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, one of my...
We have really... they done paved out and done made it smooth. When you used to go to the recycling, you have to go up some little hill and...
Where is it? Where is it at?
It's going out towards as Academy. What's the road...
near my house, the city dump, Parker's Chapel.
Okay.
Parker's Chapel.
So it's out that way. And have you been by it?
I have not been by it, but they have.
We've been working on
it. If we're talking about the city dump, then they have expanded the entranceway, and I haven't been back in there, but Ronnie has, and he has said a lot of good things about how much they've cleaned it up.
Yeah.
There's an attendant there. They're trying to build a shelter for him.
Yeah, we want to get a little shelter for him so
he could be
able to, you know, go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But
you have to sign in and show your ID to prove you're from Portland.
Right. Sure.
But then we want to get to a place where we can be able to scan your license. And then when you scan your license, it's automatically in that role.
Gotcha.
So we can know that you are in Portland, you know, so. And that'll be more feasible even for the city to keep up record, you know, when it's digital like it. So we trying to do some new things with the recycling area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because we need it. That's a good perk. You know, you go anywhere else, you would have to pay. You
yeah.
know, that's free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's free.
Yeah, and they're not actually recycling it, though.
No,
it's
we're
just
not.
It's just city dump. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do they take in the at the recycling?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything except for tires.
Tires. Okay.
No tires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard they recycle tires. They chop them up in chippers and they make
interesting
asphalt
things
out of them.
Like still, because where my mother-in-law's property is on ours, which backs up to the property where the dump is, mm-hmm. we have fun things that get to wash.
Float away, float down every now and then. Sure.
Yeah, it's an adventure.
Always something happening.
Thank you for starting to clean that up.
Always something happening at Harbin Hollow, huh?
For sure. For sure. Never a dull moment.
That's all right. And then, with the infrastructure, we have a real good, even though I am over public works, we do have a good program where we have our stormwater department, they do real good. Anytime somebody have problems, they're on it.
I mean, real quick. When I had the store down here, I had a lot of flooding in the front parking lot.
Really?
Over here at 809 North Broadway. And Carlton was my hero.
Yeah,
they
came in, they
put in French drains. Mm. I covered a small portion of the cost. A lot of it was the city's responsibility. Mm-hmm. They took care of it, and they fixed the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carlton's, he's good.
He's good. So they try to be on top of everything they come through.
We got to take care of those city employees, too, then.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Hey, so if people want to find out more about you, about your campaign, if they want to donate, if they want to give money, if they want to learn about you, what can they do? Where can they go?
Go ahead.
Facebook is the best place to go. It's just Latoya Hochum for Portland City Alderwoman. Excuse me.
Yes.
And on there, there are links. There's a flow chart that has a link to donate, a link to request a yard sign. Mm-hmm. It's got the link to the Facebook page. It's got everything you
donate
need.
On Cash App, donate on Act Blue.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing beats a good flow page.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a useful little thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah. It really is.
The loyal opposition has one. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Great. So, if you are interested in learning more about Latoya Hochum, and if you live in the Portland city limits, you get to vote for her starting in 2 weeks. Early voting starts on October 16th. Is that
I'm
right?
voting on the 17th because it's my birthday.
Okay. And I'm betting we have early voting some days up right in here in Portland.
Yes.
If y'all hold on, I'll tell you what day that is.
Can we look that up real quick? Because I'll bet you there's a day or two when they come on up here, as we usually have early voting at various places around the county, so you don't have to drive to Gallatin.
And it's usually over there.
It's been at the First Baptist Church.
First Baptist Church,
so
right.
So it mm-hmm. looks like Friday, October 18th, and from 10 to 6, and Saturday, October 19th, from 9 to 12.
All right, now it's First Baptist
so
Church.
My birthday weekend,
Tennessee.
Y'all vote.
Get out
and
vote.
And honor my birthday.
Get out and
vote. For Latoya Hochum and vote for everyone up and down the ballot. And let's see if Sumner County can do better than 14.5% or whatever it was last time. All right, Latoya, thanks for dropping by. Any last words before we hit our next break?
I just want everybody to know, please come out and vote. We need your vote. This is at large, so it's 4 seats available. If you want to know anything about me, you can go to the forum I believe they will be having on October the 15th. And then I'll be at 1 at First Baptist in Gallatin, Tennessee, It will be on the 14th at 6 p.m.
The one on the 15th is thrown by the Chamber.
The Chambers here in Portland.
And the one on the 14th is the NAACP, and yours truly is the moderator of that event. I did that 4 years ago, and they I guess I did okay, and they asked me back. So
I was glad to.
But I will be fair and balanced and not partisan, so... Beware the tough questions.
What happens when you get interrupted? Like, you know.
Turn those mics off.
Turn the mics off.
And let's do some of that immediate fact checking, right? Yeah. All right, folks.
I thought you said you weren't going to fact check.
Well, we lied. Because you lied.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, LaToya. We're going to take our next break right now. When we come back, we'll have more at the Loyal Opposition. You're listening to WQKR.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Bravo.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Always looking out for your safety. Think you have a gas leak? First, evacuate the area. Don't use matches, electrical switches, flashlights, or telephones. And report it immediately by calling Portland Natural Gas at 325-6776. If you think the leak is serious and a real danger is present, call 911. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community. More than just a hospital, the Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/Franklin to learn more.
The Beatles?
Pat Benatar? Survivor?
The Who?
Led Zeppelin!
Reminds me of the stuff I grew up listening to. You know, reminds me of being a kid and stuff.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with. Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. Fun contests and great prizes, too. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. WQKR. WQKR.
It's reminiscent. It's the stuff that you grew up with.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I am your host, Glenn Asante. It is 5:39 p.m. and 74 degrees out there on sunny skies. I'm sorry, 72 degrees now outside. Sunny skies going down to 52 tonight, high of 82 tomorrow, low of 62. Again, mostly sunny skies. Beautiful next few days coming up, it looks like. Enjoy the great weather. All right, well, since my guests have left me early tonight, we're going to get you guys out of here a little early. I do have a few announcements, a few little items to talk that I want to talk about. But then it'll be a little bit of a wait before you hear the boys from Triple Play Sports, who are going to be up next live here from the studio at 6 o'clock. So be sure to stay tuned for the boys from Triple Play Sports. All right. First, I want to thank LaToya Holcomb for joining us and wishing her best of luck on her campaign. Next week, we continue looking at Portland City Government. We've got our special guest next week is going to be Mike Callis, mayor of Portland, Tennessee. And he's going to be, well, we're going to be talking about the state of Portland. All right? We'd like to have Mike on every year or so and tell us what's happening with the city. Okay, announcements. Got a few things going on here. As was mentioned before the break, LaToya will be attending a candidates forum, and that candidates forum is on Monday, October 14th at First Baptist Church on Winchester Street in Gallatin, sponsored by the NAACP of Sumner County. You'll be hearing from your local and your state candidates where they stand on our local issues affecting our local communities. That's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it will be hosted by yours truly, not as the host of the Loyal Opposition, but just as a guy who they asked to host the event. So that is October 14th, Monday at 6 o'clock, which is great because early voting starts on Wednesday the 16th. So hopefully by then you'll know where to go. Okay? All right. And know who to vote for. All right, let's see. What else is happening? All right, we have got an announcement from Hope in Motion, the Sexual Assault Center, Middle Tennessee. Okay, on October 5th from 9:30 to 12, they're going to be doing a fun run at Durham Farms in Hendersonville, Tennessee, October 5th from 9 to 12. This raises funds for sexual assault victims and Operation Rose, which provides emergency resources and support to survivors of sex trafficking, helping the folks people to begin their healing journey. The Sexual Assault Center provides healing services to individuals and families affected by sexual assault and works to prevent sexual violence in our community. So if you'd like to participate, if you're interested, again, give the Sexual Assault Center a call at 214-502-9527. That's 214-502-9527. October 5th, 9:30, Durham Farms in Hendersonville. Right. A little closer to home, the Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church right here in Portland, Tennessee, is doing their annual community church closet, free clothes and free lunch. Always held the second Saturday of October this year. That is October 12th. 310 Dollar Avenue is the address, and that is where you can donate and pick up some free clothes, get yourself some free lunch. If you have any questions, give Rebecca a call. Rebecca is at 615-330-5917. That is 615-330-5917. The Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church Annual Community Church Closet on October 12th. All right, one more we have got for you. This is a favorite of mine. The Temple Theater, right around the corner here on Russell Street, is going to be hosting a classic car cruise-in and then followed by the movie Smokey and the Bandit. And that is going to be on Saturday, October 5th, this coming Saturday. Car show starts at 2, movie starts at 7. So if you're interested in classic cars or classic movies, you want to be at the Temple Theater this Saturday. All right. Let's see what is going on. Okay, hey, our friends at the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans are in the news again. Hey, how about that? The ironically named Sumner County Constitutional Republicans, because as Senator Hale likes to say, they don't serve Sumner County. They're certainly not constitutional, and they're not Republican. But hey, but they are a pack. As it turns out, after after a Hendersonville resident filed a complaint with the Tennessee Election Registry of Election Finance. They held a hearing, and it was determined that the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans and their parent, the Tennessee Constitutional Republicans, are in fact a PAC and are required legally to file as such within the next month. Okay. After them claiming for, well, years now that they were not a PAC, despite doing many PAC-related things, according to the definition of PAC in state law, the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans are a PAC and are required to either disband or register as such. All right. So that's good news. We all need to play by the same set of rules. Wouldn't you all agree? All right, last bit of news. Last night we had a vice presidential debate, and it was a pretty interesting debate, much different than the debate between Harris and Trump earlier in the fall. The Vance and Waltz debate was much more, I almost want to say gentle, but it was a kinder and gentler debate. But, of course, the Republicans were called out for, making some factual errors, what some of us call lies, but what, other people like to call alternative facts. And here's a quote from J.D. Vance from last night. He said, "The statute you signed into law," referring to Governor Tim Walz, "it says that a doctor who presides over an abortion where the baby survives, the doctor is under no obligation to provide life-saving care to a baby who survives a botched late-term abortion." As it turns out, that's completely false, folks. Vance distorted Waltz's repeal of a so-called Born Alive law that had been in effect in Minnesota since the 1970s. That law required doctors to report when a, quote, live child was, quote, born as the result of an abortion, and to provide, quote, all reasonable measures consistent with good medical practice to care for that infant. So obviously not no obligation to provide life-saving care. In fact, quite the opposite. So that was just one snippet from last night's debate. Vice presidential debates don't usually do much to move that needle, but we have a very tight presidential race. Most polls are calling it for Harris, but within the margin of error of only a couple of percentage points. So it is still quite up in the air. So again, voters getting out and vote will be making the difference in this election. It's highly likely that Vice President Harris will win the popular vote, but the Electoral College is what counts, and so it's probably going to come down to a few thousand people in a handful of states. So every vote counts, and if you don't believe that, just stay tuned for November's election, and I'm sure we're going to see where that is, in fact, indeed the case. All right, folks, we are just about done for tonight. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Loyal Opposition. Up next, Triple Play Sports. The Titans won a game on Monday night, actually. They might be a subject of conversation today. We might even have a quarterback controversy brewing in Tennessee. We shall see what the experts have to say about that. And remember, next week we've got Portland Mayor Mike Callis joining us here on The Loyal Opposition. So we'll see you again next Wednesday, 5 o'clock, here on WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, three for $13.99, fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
WQKR.
This rock got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light.
Climax Blues Band, and couldn't get it right. Today is October 2nd. Let's go back in time and see what happened on this day. In 1959, Chevy debuted the Corvair, a rear-engine compact car. It debuted on this day, 65 years ago.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction deduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-522-8809. 800-522-8809. 800-522-8809. The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community. More than just a hospital, the Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit MedCenterHealth.org/Franklin to learn more.
What kind of radio station do you want?
Mash the button till something good comes out.
It doesn't matter what you turn on.
That's why we're here.
On FM and AM, on the internet. You can't go anywhere and not be able to hear WQKR. In your car, at home, on the radio, on your MP3 player, or your laptop or cell phone.
That's what I wanted to hear.
WQKR.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
Hello, I'm Bud Woodall from the Portland Church of Christ with a point to ponder. When I talk to young people about dating and marriage, one of the phrases I often use is, if your date is nice to you, but they are not nice to the server at the restaurant, they're not a nice person. That's not original with me, but it does make a powerful point. Don't just be nice to the people you're trying to impress. In 1 Peter 3:8, one Bible translation reads, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. That cashier at the store needs you to be good to them. Your co-workers need you to be good to them. That truck driver, that homeless man, your boss, your spouse, your children. It's what they need. Be good to them today and every day. This point to ponder is brought to you by the Portland Church of Christ. Come worship with us as we help each other to follow Jesus.
We're your station, WQKR.